start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. Uh-oh. You know what I'm getting? The echo again? Beginning of the set. Go figure. Anyway, that was Link Wray, Big City After Dark. We heard the Royal Tones, Flamingo Express, the Phantom Five, Graveyard, B.B. Cunningham, Tantrum, J. June and the J-Bops, Thunder and Guitar. This doesn't make it without them. Boy, they got a whole new thing in here, and it never works. Anyway, what do we got today? We have a, you know, the usual Blues and Hillbilly Hangover, a Vom, probably a Vibraport, Knuckleheads in the News, birthday tribute to Hank Ballard, whose birthday is Tuesday, I believe. Some weird news. I think Denois roaming around somewhere. He's not here right now. And let's just go right back into it with some requests.
Thank you.
some nut.
Well, now dig this.
Well, I met a fine lady. She was cute and small. One look at her and had to fall. Said, come on over and follow my lead. You wanna talk trash, here's all you need. Half pint of whiskey, half pint of whiskey, half pint of whiskey, half pint of whiskey, half pint of whiskey and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, I stopped on the corner at the liquor store. Got me a bottle of that heavy glow. Me and my baby gonna ball tonight. I got what it takes to keep her doing right. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, my TV's working and the lights down low. Real fine music on my radio. Ask my baby what's on her mind. She said one thing that makes me feel so fine. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Knock her out. When the milkman called at the break of day, she was rocking on her legs and crying right away. Give me a half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine. Yes, told my baby not to have no fear. Sit right down and let's drink some beer. I don't care, she said, what you're putting down. All that I want is when you come around. Half pint of whiskey, 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 and a long tall glass of wine.
To tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Well, I'm rocking and a popping in the good old USA. Yeah, rocking and a popping in the good old USA. I'm a crazy cat, I wanna really rock today. I'm a
when I
hadn't said that.
Oh, shake that thing, baby. Well, down in Georgia, they got a dance that's new. Ain't nothing to it, cause it's easy to do. Oh, shake that thing. Oh, shake that thing. I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, the old folks are doing it, the young folks too. Old folks teach the young ones just what to do. Shake that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, Grandpapa Johnson grabbed Sister Kate, shook her like the deli shakes on a plate. They were shaking that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Wobble in the back, one step forward, stop dead in your track, then shake that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, anyone can do it, it's easy to do. If I can do it, baby, you can do it too. Shake that thing. Yes, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, we got it working.
And you said the echo wouldn't work.
We can now start the show officially. That was Wynonie Harris, Shake That Thing. We heard Carl Newman and the Nighthawks rocking and bopping. Johnny Guitar Watson, Half Pint of Whiskey. Alan Page, Dateless Night. Yeah, we're up with the Night Riders, Women in Cadillacs. And this is The Hound. This is WFMU. Denois back.
There I is.
Oh, my Lord.
There I is. Well, with a new car and everything.
Yeah, Miss Sally and Bruce are still in Hangover Hop Recovery Wards 1 and 2.
Yeah, sorry I missed it. I was there in spirit.
Well, thanks to everybody who showed up and came down, all 14,000 of you. It was great.
Sounded like a swinging affair.
We do have to thank some people who put a lot of work into the Hangover Hop. First of all, let's see. It was Alice Sorensen.
Hi, baby.
The Bill Brothers, Skiff and Suggs, who did a lot of work on it. Of course, Brian Redman is actually Brian Redman's Hangover Hop. We just help him out. Nitro Nick Hill, Ken Friedman, who had the extremely important job of hanging Il Bruce's mic cord. Let's see, the A-Bones. Of course, Miss Sally, Spot the Bartender. David Newgarden, who worked the board. Our special guests, Rockets Red Glare, Nick Toshis, Andy Sharonoff, Eric Asimov, Roscoe, who totally troubleshot the sound system and got the MVP award. And everybody who showed up, a wild girl who baked the pies. We had a great time. We had the date wrong. We're going to do it again on the 20th of December. Hangover Hop number 4, The Search for Day. Xmas Extravaganza. Three Wise Men and a Virgin.
Three Wise Men and a Virgin.
Anyway, things to renounce this week? Let's see. Well, there's an Empire State Soul Club this Thursday, 145 Hudson Street at the North River Bar in Manhattan. The Senders, Monday for free at the Continental Divide. Marshall Crenshaw is at Maxwell's tonight. Eddie Kirkland is at a place called Manny's Car Wash that I refuse to go to for no particular reason other than I just...
The name?
Hate the neighborhood. Upper East Side, White Man's Ghetto.
Oh, yeah.
Sun Seals is at Chicago Blues tonight also.
Have you heard anything about that place?
It's that place, Abilene. I don't know. Looks like another one of those places.
One of those places.
One of them places, yeah. Let's see. Oh, we got news.
Canoes.
We got some news. We do. We have all kinds of news. Of course, Mort Schumann died this week. He was Doc Pomus' songwriting partner. It's weird he didn't even outlive Doc by 6 months.
Yeah.
He died in Paris of some horrible liver ailment. Here's to you.
He wrote, what did he write? Come on. Tell the folks.
He co-wrote, you know, about 25 songs for Elvis, including Little Sister and Marie's a Name and Viva Las Vegas and Teenager in Love.
And the Hangover Hop closing theme song.
No, he didn't write I Can't Help Falling in Love with
That's
You.
That's what it says on there.
I know, but it's wrong. He didn't write that. No, he didn't write that one. He wrote a lot of Drifter songs. Let's see.
You got that shrink story? I'll do the shrink story.
I don't know where it is.
It's right in front of the file.
I like this one, though.
Far Away.
This is in Venice, Italy. Well, two drivers whose cars collided at a grade crossing argued nearby over whose fault it was. A Milan-bound train came along and smashed into their cars abandoned on the tracks, sending them into the pass of an express headed for Venice.
Oh, yeah.
Then the Venice-bound train crashed into the vehicle, shaking up a number of passengers and sending four to the hospital with minor injuries. This spokesman for the Venice railroad station said 20 trains carrying 20,000 people were held up for 2 hours while the tracks were cleared. These guys were arguing over whose fault the argument was. Hey, get off of the tracks.
Radio shrink a suicide on eve of sex trial? That might be all we need to know.
Yeah, that's just it, the headline. The headline does tell it all.
Radio talk show, this is Overland Park, Kansas. Radio talk show psychologist apparently committed suicide just before yesterday's scheduled start of his trial on civil charges that he took advantage of a female patient for sex. That's it. That's the whole story.
I can't cue up my laugh track. We got a new CD player. Anybody know how to work a CD player?
Not me.
I mean, to get my laugh track, do I have to, like, go up to 20? This is definitely not like the other one.
If it's on track 20, that's what you got to do.
See, the other one, you just used to do 10 plus 10. It doesn't work. It doesn't know what 10 plus 10 means. So much for my laugh track.
Here's an old one from about a month ago. Maybe you got this, maybe you didn't. Airline baggage handler dies after walking into propeller.
Yeah, we did that one already.
Okay. I just have this backlog of things. 17-year-old boy is disarmed after he takes 22 hostages.
Yeah.
You get that one?
Who cares? So what?
A boy armed with a sawed-off shotgun. Took 22 fellow high school students hostage for about 4 hours today. This is in Rapid City, South Dakota. 2 months ago, this was.
Well, we're right on top of it.
And demanded pizza, soda, and cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, we did do that one already, too.
Well, you got to tell me these things.
You got to listen to the show, Dan.
I can't when I'm working, my friend.
Your boss hates it.
No, we can't get it. Oh. We can't get it.
You can't get FMU.
hard to believe.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back into it. You know, it's Tuesday will be Hank Ballard's, let's see, 54th birthday, I believe. The guy started. He was a rock and roll star while Elvis was still in high school. I mean, he's been from the bottom to the top 3 or 4 different times. He's doing well now.
He's sort of hovering around the middle now.
Yeah, he's still, if you get a chance to see him, still one of the greatest live shows on earth and a really good guy. And let's just do our birthday tribute to Hank Ballard in the Midnight. This is his very first record. He started out on a roll, never stopped.
Get it, get it, get it, get it now. I wanna see. A good man with it.
So baby, hold me, oh, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, don't ever stop. Please don't scold me, oh, scold me, scold me, scold me, scold me, because I'm young.
The very first song I wrote was a song called Get It. We had some mild success with that one, about 250,000 records. But then I knew that was a marketplace for those kind of records, you know, for risque records. But then I got lucky and wrote a song, not knowing, had no idea the song was going to be as huge as it was, Work With Me, Anna. It was banned from the radio, but it was such a big hit, big jukebox hit, and they bought it. He's still selling today.
Let's get it while the getting is good.
So good, so good.
So what kind of music did you listen to when you were growing up, you know, when you first started singing and when you were a kid and stuff?
Yeah.
In Detroit, what kind of things were you listening to?
Country and Western.
Really?
Yeah, Gene Autry. Country music, because there was no, during that time there was no no black radio. And all you had on radio was pop and country. And there's something inside of me that's really country, man. I like country music. That's my first music. Country, gospel, rock and roll, pop. I like it all. My first music was country music. Gene Autry was my first inspiration to want to be a singer.
So did you believe singing country music at all?
Yes, yeah, you know, I did a country tune last night, Sugar Ree, that Marty Roberts wrote for me.
Right.
The late Marty Roberts. Sugar Ree, Sugar Ree.
Right, the York Brothers had that out, too.
Yeah, they had a version of it out, too. I don't know why I like country music, man. I like it. If it's good, you know.
Sugar Ree, Sugar Ree. I got a letter from my baby. She says she's coming home today. I got a letter from my baby. She says she's coming home today. Oh, well, my baby wasn't lying. She was coming home to stay. Sugary, sugary. I got a pencil and a paper, and I sit right down to write. I got a pencil and a paper, and I sit right down to write. I said I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night. In her hand. Oh, well, I met her at the station. She had a baggage in her hand. I said, I love you, pretty baby. I'll make you happy if I can. Sugary, sugary. Sugary, sugary.
Sad song because something is sad inside of me. You know, I don't know what it is, but I've always had a sadness inside of me. That's why I like sad records. The Europeans like country music because of the sadness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A guy was telling me, he said, man, people in Australia and throughout Europe, they like country music because it's sad music, you know. They're always talking about my woman left me, some man took my old lady. You know, it's all about sadness. Some people would call it, some record company would say it's negative music, man. But there are more sad people than there are happy people in the world. It's gotta be, man. It's gotta be. Oh, man. There's only very few happy people in the world. a lot of smiling faces out there, but they're hiding, you know. I smile a lot, but I know it's a lot. There's got to be a lot of sadness inside of me. Because my leanings are towards sad songs.
Mm-hmm. So those are the ones you like singing the best?
Yeah, I like those ballads. Of the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Well, I see.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. Happy birthday to Hank Ballard. This Tuesday he'll be 56, it is. God bless him. Open up the back door, in the doorway, crying, sugary. Work With Me, Annie, which is, I know you've heard that a million times, it's still the most perfect rock and roll record ever made, and get it. It's very first record. Before they were the Midnighters, they were called the Royals. Anyway, Miss Sally called in.
What's up?
I screwed up the date again on the next Hangover Hop.
Way to go.
The 21st of December.
2-1.
That's a Saturday, right before Christmas. That's our Christmas bash. Miss Sally, she was in quite a bit of back pain last week. She had to come without her pants on. So I was thinking about setting a precedent of nobody wears pants at the next Hangover Hop.
Had to come without her. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, oh boy, did you miss it? Yeah, she could barely.
She usually comes with her pants on.
Well.
Anyway, you got the laugh.
I just can't stop cracking up. Let's go through the... let's do some news.
Yeah, you got a couple good...
From the Justice's blind, deaf, dumb, and quite stupid department. Let's see, here's Key West, Florida. A man playing reggae music too loudly was sentenced to... Oh, this is amazing. A man charged with violating a noise ordinance must subject himself to 2 hours of easy listening music as punishment for his... blaring his Jamaican jam tape on a downtown corner during the wee hours.
Florida Justice.
The judge tried out a few country singers who told him, I used to listen to them back in Oklahoma. Then he tried Jimi Hendrix and the guy, the fellow who's being charged, what's his name there? Something Brown. Doesn't give Zachary Brown. He said, he's my spiritual brother. So they made him listen to, make him listen to the 101 Strings. I thought there was an ordinance against cruel and unusual punishment. Here's a good quote from the judge. I really wish I had told him to listen to the best tunes of Porter Wagner, because that would make anybody relent. Rubber Room.
Porter did a few good ones there.
A lot of good ones. Cold Hard Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah.
That would straighten them out. Anyway, got another one from the Justice Desk?
From the Justice Desk. Son charged in mother's slang, or
just
former student convicted of drugging teacher. How about that? That's kind of justice. Pontiac, Michigan. A jury on Tuesday convicted a former high school student of spiking her English teacher's coffee with LSD. Yeah. Linda Marie Confliti. Italian or Sicilian? Of Troy could be sentenced to five years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for December 6th. Oakland County, this is in Michigan, circuit jury reached its verdict during the second day of deliberations. Her first trial may ended in a hung jury. She was accused of dropping the hallucinogenic drug into the coffee cup of Robert Hefferman during class December 7th.
Something I always wanted to do, actually. Spike the whole school's water supply with LSD.
Wow.
So everyone could see all the fine things I was seeing.
There's your spiritual sister in Michigan.
Anyway, there was one more from the Justice Desk I wanted to do. It was Mark, the farmer from the farmer desk.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you give me the file there, then? Sorry, folks, we're still getting it together here.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I've been here every week. This one really burns my ass. Tampa, Florida. I think Florida and Texas, between the two of them, I mean, can't we just trade them off, sell them, and pay the national debt? A man has been sentenced to life in a federal prison for establishing a marijuana farming cooperative and selling the illegal weed. Donald Clark, age 50, of Miaka City, was one of 28 Mantee County residents charged with conspiracy to grow and distribute marijuana. Prosecutors charged that Clark, a successful watermelon and sod farmer, indoctrinated a whole community into the ways of marijuana cultivation. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he was sentenced to life imprisonment.
Now, what about the other 27?
It doesn't say, but I think this judge should be killed. I think this judge should get a death sentence. U.S. District Judge Elizabeth Kovicevich You know, people get these jobs as judges. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're qualified to judge another human being. Most of these jobs are political appointee things. So you get a lot of these really sleazy right-wing people up there on the bench. So basically, you know, everybody knows, if you've been listening to this show, because I've been telling you, the reason why marijuana is illegal is because the DuPonts wanted it illegal. And that's became illegal in 1938 when the nylon patent was filed. And, you know, it's the petrochemical people and the people who make fluorocarbons. It has nothing to do with people getting high. It has to do with the industrial uses of the hemp plant. They put guys like this in jail for life. I mean, they're kids running around our neighborhood with like two or three murders that they don't go to jail. Kids in Brooklyn raped a woman, threw her off a roof. They got 7 years, and this guy got life. Justice in America? Well, now we'll see what happens in this Louisiana election today. But I mean,
oh yeah,
figure, like, if people are so stupid that they can vote for a creep like David Duke, a Nazi like that, then I think maybe they're just getting what they deserve. Maybe we should just all pack up and move to Antarctica. Build a force field around it.
It's always Canada.
Oh yeah,
they're bad there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, cops are pretty bad there.
They're
right?
Pretty vicious up there. They're bad everywhere. The cop thing is out of control. WFMU East Orange. Better police for a better police state. Anyway, let's do Hillbilly Hangover and forget our troubles.
Please, please.
We got a request here for a little cheesy breeze.
Just my gal and me sitting in that cheesy breeze.
Mine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers and Rolls. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as y'all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
I'd send you roses, but they cost too much, so I'm sending daffodils. I'll send you roses when I get rich and my pockets with the money fills. Until then, dear, may these bring cheer and give your heart a thrill.
I'd send you roses, but they cost too much, so I'm sending daffodils.
first love of my heart to make it leap and sing. I have no money but lots of love that runs so deep and still.
I'd sing you roses but they cost too much, so I'm sending daffodils.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't.
That's Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes in person, and he's coming to Memphis, Tennessee, direct from the Perry Como TV show. Carl Perkins will rock and roll in the Overton Park Shell for a great show Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. Hear him sing Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and his sensational new Boppin' the Blues. There'll be Johnny Cash in the Tennessee, too, with Cry, Cry, Cry and Folsom Prison Blues. Rock and Roll Ruby with Warren Smith. The new sensation Roy Orbison and his Teen Kings with the Oobie Doobie.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the Oobie Doobie. I just gotta be near Oobie.
And the Rockin' Daddy, Eddie Bond and the Stompers. It's a great country rock and roll show starring the new sensation of the nation, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Buy your tickets now for Johnny Cash, Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Eddie Bond, and Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. at Overton Park Shell in Memphis.
Now let me take you to the movies, Meg, so I can hold your hand. Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And that double barrel behind the door, it waits for Carl, I know. Oh, climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. I only see her once a week and that's when my work is through. I break new ground the whole week long with my mind set straight on you. And I polished up my old horse Beck and she looks good, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. Now won't you let me take you to the show so I can hold your hand. Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And that double barrel behind the door, it waits for me, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. Well, I break new ground the whole week long with my mind set straight on you. And every time I try to smile, my heart, it breaks in two. Oh, I slick myself for Saturday night, cause there's one thing I know. I'm gonna take my Maggie dear to a Western picture show. Now, won't you let me take you to the show so I can hold your hand. Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And that double barrel behind the door, Lord, he waits for me, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
What is it that brings you
to this part of town. Curiosity, conscience, or fate. I know it's not love, for I once gave you love, and all you gave me was the gate. I've got a feeling you've come back to just rub it in and to really put me in my place.
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Must you keep telling me you've got a new love? I don't need you to remind me. Must you keep telling me I look so lonesome and my better days are behind me? Must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
You've already left me and broken my heart and told me how much you don't want me. Believe me, I'm happier when we're apart. Why must you come back now and haunt me? Must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face? You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Uh-oh. It's not working again. I'm going to go play with the echo. You listen to the chickens. What are we getting there? Ah, it's working now. All right, that was our Hillbilly Hangover for today. The Lubin Brothers, Must You Throw Dirt in My Face? Carl Perkins, Movie Mag, the Maddox Brothers, I'm Sending Daffodils. Send that one out to anybody who got burnt on Wall Street yesterday. 120-point swan dive. I don't know why these things always cheer me up. Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, Quit Kicking My Dog. We open up with Milton Brown and his Brownies by request. Cheesy Breeze. Kind of word you don't want to say without an echo behind you. Anyway, renouncements. The Senders for free, Continental Divide, Monday night. Empire State Soul Club this Thursday, 145 Hudson Street at the North River Bar. I think it's about 9 or 10. Eddie Kirkland is over at Manny's Car Wash tonight. Marshall Crenshaw is playing acoustic at Maxwell's. He played acoustic at the FMU Benefit and did a fantastic version of Don't Fear the Reaper. Alan Sun Seals is at Chicago Blues tonight. The Hangover Hop number 4, our Christmas extravaganza, like I said, I got the date wrong the last two times I announced it. It's the 21st of December, a Saturday. More on that as it gets closer. Anyway, little news, Den went out on a little carbo loading run. I'm going to have to take Sally's place here at the animal desk today. Christchurch, New Zealand, dried seal penises, considered by some cultures to be powerful aphrodisiacs, have been confiscated from a Korean fisherman boarding a flight home. Can you imagine putting a suitcase full of them on one of those conveyor belts where they x-ray it? A sample of the cachet seized from the man's luggage was flown to Wellington for analysis by the Department of Conservation after customs officials in Christchurch Airport failed to identify them. The organs, dried hard so as to resemble sticks, likely had been taken from New Zealand fur seals snared in Korean fishing nets. I guess the seals are a protected species everywhere. Oh, Den. Very fast food run.
It's that cop car.
The seizure was made Sunday. Officials warned the unidentified man that they would file charges against him if he ever returned to pick up his dried seal penises. It's the fresh seal penises that are good. Calvert, Maryland, a deer startled by a group of rowdy third graders who were taunting the animal at a zoo ran into a fence post and killed himself.
Sweet little children.
Several children from Wilmington, Delaware Elementary School threw rocks and sticks at the deer in the Plumpton Park Zoo while their chaperones stood by. Others tried to feed the animal plastic bags. Anyway, the Muntjac deer, also known as a Chinese barking deer, valued at $500, just decided to do himself in by running at the wall.
Well, wouldn't you?
No, I would have ran at them.
Little kid. Oh, he was in a, it was a zoo, right?
Yeah.
So,
Bangalore Indian, a farmer in southern India, fatally shot a man he mistook for a wild boar.
Whoops.
Whoops. Hamanutha Lamanini,
A.K.A.
Crack shot, realized he had made a mistake when his victim in his 40s was being screaming after he shot him. Anyway, he wrapped up the body in a blanket and dumped it in the river. It's a case of mistaken identity. Too bad you can't shoot boars. I mean, B-O-R-E.
Yeah, really.
Be a lot of dead bodies around this station. Anyway.
That was the animal desk, I guess?
That was the, you know, I did Sally's part of the show today, the animal desk. Oh, boy. What else is going on? We got some rock news, I guess. We'll get to that a little later, but, we could run, we'll do it after the Vibe Report. Yeah, let's play some
rock
records.
News, yeah,
let's play some records and then the Vibe. Hopefully the Vibe will come in on time and everything will be okay.
We can eat.
Clarence Frogmeister Henry.
I found a home. Don't have to roam. I found a home. Don't have to roam. I ain't lonely no more like I was before. I am so happy. I found my mother. I'm so happy. I found my mother. Ain't daddy no. Found my sister and brother. Oh, 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 oh.
I know everything. Like a broken bone. I know everything.
To prove, Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Well, I got a little gal, her name is Sweet Lorraine. Lord, she knows how to rock and roll.
rock the sofa for me. Well, hey, I've got the Bobby gonna rock for me this once more. It's real cool cat and know it to shoot the tear off. No, her ain't low rain. No, her ain't low rain.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Well, she's so tall. Darling, will you be mine? I know I love you, darling. I'll never let you go. I really love you, darling. So baby, let me love you. I really love you, darling. And I'll never, never, never let you go. Let you go. Love, babe. Yes, sir. I know I love you, darling. I really love you. I really love you, baby. So, baby, let me love you. I really love you, darling. And I'll never let you go. No, because she's so tall. That's why I love you.
This is a hit!
Ah!
Don't leave your food on the table.
Why, honey, why?
Because of those roaches.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Well, we're going to the rock, we're going to rock and fall tonight. Well, we're going to the rock, we're going to rock and fall tonight. Well, we do a little rolling, do a little stoner. Well, we're going to the rock, we're going to rock and fall tonight. Well, come on, pretty baby, rock and roll with me. Well, come on, pretty baby, rock and roll with me. She's my baby, don't mean baby, come on.
meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. WFMU starring the Polk Brothers going to the hop. Court Jesters with Roaches, the Giants, Tornado, the Cufflinks, So Tough. Buddy Covell, Lorraine. Sit down out to Lorraine, the bartender, who actually gets to hear the show. She's working over at Nick's store. Clarence Frogman Henry, I Found a Home. And I believe...
Is that Urso?
We shall find out.
Not prepared to vibe.
Roscoe?
Yo.
Hey. What it is?
What it is with you guys?
Oh, you know, getting used to being back in the studio and not seeing hordes of drunken people. And we're getting used to not having a good time doing the show this week.
All right. Not being able to...
We had a great time last week.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah. And... Hey, thanks for your great troubleshooting sound work last week. I'm sure everybody appreciated it.
Well, hopefully it translated out to our shut-in listeners that couldn't make it to the show.
We hope so.
Our syndicated friends.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, what's the vibe?
I don't know, kind of running around today. I, stopped by the guitar store.
I did that after breakfast.
Another place that is still yet to be wired for Hound sound. Dropped off a 4-track that I'm trying to sell over there. Ran into the tall guy, Sherman. Sweet toast and a 1 cup of Joe for the SCO.
Yeah, I was under the car when you called, Roscoe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, new shocks.
Oh, really?
Yep. You gotta get an under the car phone for Dan.
Alright, that would be good.
I'm gonna need it.
Yep. So how is that thing?
It's a lean, mean, screaming machine.
I might like to go to the show sometime now that, you know, it doesn't mean being stuck in the back of the rice rocket.
Having your knees in your mouth?
Yeah.
The more the merrier, my friend.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good. Got the starter in.
Starter?
That was a nightmare, yeah. But it's in, so it starts every time now.
You've been buying all these parts locally?
Oh, yeah. Supporting the local businesses. The AIDS store on 3A, 3rd Street and A, you know, the auto parts store there.
Oh, is that a good one?
Oh, yeah, those guys are good, actually.
Oh, yeah.
They actually took a return on an electrical part and gave me credit for it, which places usually will not do at all.
Yeah, that's about as hard as returning a swimming suit.
I mean, I had to, you know, I had to pressure the guy a little bit, but he came through.
There you go.
What's up tonight? Anything?
I don't know. It's funny. I was thinking about that also, and I ran into a few of our bartender friends about an hour ago when I was out. You know, they're sort of venturing, and it's really. You know, the
bartender brunch hour,
pack of bartenders.
Well, the announcement thing, you know, there's no gigs really. I don't know of anybody playing, and so now the most relevant announcements are like
announce who's tending bar.
Yeah, you know, Andy's on Friday at 2A, and on Saturday it's Bob, and
so we got Bob at 2A, and Spot over at
Spot Brownies. At Brownies, and who's at the Jones on Saturday night?
I think Jim, what's his name?
You know, and it just goes on. Gary Ryan is over at the barbecue place by the Holland Tunnel, you know.
Oh, you know what? There's a big party at the Living Theater that Guad says will be pretty good. Like Ferris and all those guys, but...
But that means Guad's friends will be there.
Guad will be there.
Yeah, we don't think Guad's friends will be there, too.
He claims tons of good-looking babes, so says Guad.
Uh-huh.
So that might be good.
Yeah, I was thinking about...
Or was that good-looking babes that weigh tons?
What to do?
Something like that.
That weigh tons? Where...
It was one or the other. We couldn't remember.
Where, is there anything that you guys know of that's going on tonight?
You know, Saturday night is my stay-in night, so unless there's something amazing happening, I think it's more like Chinatown and maybe a drink with Spot.
Oh, I did have an excellent time last night, though. I went and saw the Blood Oranges play at Delta 88, which I'd never been in the place ever. And that's kind of a weird place. But afterwards, we went downtown, and we were drinking at Brownie's, me and Jimmy, the mandolin guy. And I was sitting next to Ken Horatsuku.
Ken gave me a giant slab of fresh tuna.
Oh, yeah. That's what he gave me last night. It must have been 3 pounds. So I brought it home, and he also gave me this little tin that had, like, dried musabi in there. You know, you just add water to it.
Oh, yeah, and yeah.
I guess you can buy that at, like, the SYP, you know, and which I'm definitely going to get into doing. But so, you know, we had this big hunk of tuna, you know, and my aim was to try to save it for Mary Lee or something, and we just started chipping at it. You know, first we had a couple raw pieces, then I was thinking, you know, I could flash fry this with a little olive oil, garlic, and a whole lot of black pepper. And so we ended up, like, doing a couple thin tuna steaks like that, and it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Then I had to... We ate the whole thing. We ate 3 pounds.
Well, Miss Sally, I have saved the entire slab of tuna that we may share it together.
Well, that's good. I called Ken today to thank him, and he said that I could have another piece.
Yeah, he caught a 64-pounder.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you know, I guess it costs $200 to go on the boat, you know?
Yeah, but you get the biggest fish, you win $350.
Oh, really?
But he was saying a lot of guys, they take the weights and stuff and stuff them down the fish's throat trying to, like, get the weight up there.
Oh, really? Well, plus they got the people that buy the fish when you come in, you know. So, you know, if you get any, I don't know what they pay fishermen per pound, you know. I mean, tuna must sell for like $9 a pound. But I don't think they pay that much for it, you know.
No.
Well, that's kind of the vibe report. It was kind of a food vibe. You know, running into the tall guy, I was checking out what his producing projects are looking like, you know.
Oh, how were the skeletons the other night, Roscoe?
Oh, it was pretty good. My vocabulary is slipping me, but there's some word that's kind of like mercurial or something. You know, they kind of switch.
Mercurial?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as in, like mercury?
Maybe I'm
slippery,
not.
Slippery, kind of.
What was that movie, The Princess Bride, where the guy goes... That word you use, it does not mean what I think you mean, what you think it means. I don't know what I'm saying, but they were good.
but they sounded completely different than the last time you saw them?
Well, they sounded completely different when Brother Dave was singing with them.
Uh-huh.
Must have been a lot of shine coming from that stage with all that skinhead.
Yeah, he's actually got a little on. He was, you know, I think it was good for him to be up there with Lou, because then he could make some sort of like bald jokes about himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's getting a little monk spot on the back.
Yeah, front and back.
Yeah, well, the front's been gone for a while, you know.
Yeah, his process took a recess.
That's you know, that's like a certain kind of guy that. That uses a handkerchief on stage. You know, he's got so much up there that'll sweat, you know. So he's got a handkerchief on stage. Donnie did play a lot of solos.
All good.
And there was occasional, like, good looks from Joe Terry looking over at Brother Dave, kind of with that, you know, sort of a quizzical something smells here look.
Where are you going? How do you expect me to get there?
But it was pretty good. It, you know, it was pretty good. The skeletons, they did their thing. And, you know, I think, I don't know. You know, they got on the radio in Chicago. My sisters heard them and blah, blah, blah.
Good.
So, I mean, there's still quite a bit of a happy factor there.
Mm-hmm.
You sound pretty excited.
Who, me? Yeah.
So what do you guys got queued up for the VOM set?
Well, we got sort of like a, let's see, we got the new A-Bone single coming up, and I wanted to play with Bobby Fuller 4-cut because Jim Reese, the other guitar player in the Bobby Fuller 4, just died, and I wanted to play a Dolls cut because Jerry Nolan may die any minute, and we'll get to that after the, we'll give the obituaries after the VOM maybe.
What happened to the Bobby Fuller guy?
Massive heart attack.
What was his name?
Jim Reese.
Do you know where he was living?
down in West Texas somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, near El Paso somewhere, in the vicinity.
Oh, he still lived there.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Some dead radio. I might actually, I got some batteries in one of my boxes, so I'm going to try actually to see if I can, by some fluke, you know, I'm back here in the studio and there's so many cords and wires around that maybe if I put the radio in amongst all of the wires, or maybe, you know, wedge it in between the NS10s and the computer, it might be able to pull the ever-elusive FMU signal.
More likely than not, but it's worth a try. I lost the signal completely.
I do miss my Saturday, you know, like my Saturday radio friends, you know.
Your little radio family, you mean.
But, you know, it must be, for the listeners, it must be kind of boring. I realize that, you know, every time I get on this telephone, all I can talk about is my lack of ability to hear the Hound Show.
Well, maybe somebody will get us on a real station someday.
Oh, you mean the kind where they cut advertising?
Kind of get a check at the end of the month.
The kind where they make you play bad records?
No, different kind. The kind they don't have.
Right.
The kind where you make a lot of money playing whatever you want.
Yeah, that kind.
Cable TV, forget it.
Wild Girl's here.
Hey, Wild Girl.
Hello, Wild Girl.
How about it? So, hey, would you guys let me know about the food thing? Because I think I might like to join you.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha, Lasco.
Gotta pick up the other phone now. See ya.
Oh, boy.
State of the Vibe Report. Well, let's get to the VOM set. What I was saying is Jim Reese of the Bobby Fuller Four died, so he's going to start off the VOM set, the Bobby Fuller Four. And Jerry Nolan is in critical condition over at St. Vincent's with spinal meningitis, and last heard was in a coma. He'll end the VOM set, and in between that, we got a couple other things. Anyway, never to be forgotten, Jim Reese.
This is a hit!
I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Yeah. This here's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Okay, pill.
Back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound. It was our VOM set for today. New York Dolls and Pills. That goes out to Jerry Nolan, currently lying in a hospital bed in a coma with meningitis. How do you get meningitis? It's like a virus, right?
Just I don't really know.
Floats through the air and lands in you. And that's it. With it. So the Dolls' death watch continues.
A little present from God.
How long you give Arthur Kane to live now? We heard Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, Zigzag Wanderer, the A-Bones, brand new 45, Pick Up the Slack, Daddy-O.
Good one.
Doesn't Ill Brute shine on that one?
As always. His signature on your copy there is pretty amazing.
Yeah. We've got to take that to Dr. Quan for analysis. The Bobby Fuller Ford, Never to Be Forgotten. That goes out to Jim Reese, who died of a massive coronary, second guitar player in the Bobby Fuller Four.
Well, how old was he? In his 50s?
No, in his 40s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, the massive coronary usually means cocaine.
Ah.
Or something like that.
Hard.
Alcohol. The liver is alcohol.
Yeah.
Pneumonia is AIDS. Massive coronary. That usually means blow. Yeah. Anyway, you got any news there, Denwa, while I try to untangle my headphone cord?
I sure do, Hound. How about another Florida story?
Okay.
Tampa, Florida. Teenage twin brothers were killed when their all-terrain vehicles collided head-on, authorities said yesterday. Two passengers were seriously injured. A Florida Highway Patrol investigator suspects the boys were playing chicken. Ever been on a chicky run?
That's all I ever do.
But friends and relatives bristled at the suggestion. The 16-year-old twins...
They were playing duck.
The 16-year-old twins, Matthew and Gunnar, Michael Miller, weren't wearing helmets when the three-wheel vehicles collided on a rural road in suburban Sefner. Two teenage girls, one in the back of each vehicle, were injured and remained in serious condition yesterday. There's that.
There she blows.
You ready for the biting attack?
No.
On mom?
Sure. Don't. You gonna bite my mom? Cool.
You wouldn't mind.
It was her birthday last week.
Oh yeah? Did you finally talk to her?
Yeah.
San Francisco. Bite-sized pieces of flesh. This is not for the squeamish. You might want to close your ears. Bite-sized pieces of flesh were found at the home of an 87-year-old woman who police said Thursday was being cannibalized by her 61-year-old daughter. Police were checking claims by the daughter that she had been taking the antidepressant Prozac, a drug some claim can inspire suicides and other violence. The assault discovered by police called to the home early Wednesday shocked officers. Okay, Barbara Mortison was in jail Thursday after being booked on charges of attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, her teeth, aggravated assault, mayhem, and infliction of physical pain to a senior. Her mom, Mildred...
That's a crime?
Afraid so. Mildred was in stable but critical condition at University Hospital with bites on her face and arms. Several of the bites were bone deep, and bite-sized pieces of flesh were found in the home. Officers were called to the Mortison home by Barbara Mortison, Barbara's mom. Oh, no, Barbara's the cannibal. They were met by Mortison, who had, quote, dried blood covering her face and was wearing a nightgown which was completely soaked in blood. Mortison told police she had a tussle with her mother. The older woman told police she had been beaten by her daughter since Tuesday night. As she was being taken into custody, Barbara said that, quote, she made me mad, so mad. I've been taking Prozac for the last 2 weeks. Apparently, though, she was taking Prozac before that and it stopped over the past 2 weeks to have surgery. They didn't know which was true. But she told police she had moved into the house last May because she was worried about her mom's health.
Oh, boy.
We'll fix that.
Well, I think it's PSA time.
Yeah.
Folks, don't eat your mom.
Yeah, and watch careful with that Prozac.
No, we need a real PSA, I guess. Oh, here's a good one. PSA. If you've had cosmetic surgery in the last year, here's an important tax message
cosmic
for you.
Cosmic surgery?
Cosmetic surgery in the last year. Here's an important tax message for you from the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. The cost of most cosmetic surgery is no longer tax deductible as a medical expense. And if your employer's health plan reimbursed you for cosmetic surgery, the amount of reimbursement may even be taxable income. No more free nose jobs. Oh boy, there was something on Channel 9 the other, the afternoon news. It had some guy who had, pec implants.
Oh yeah, I saw, there was a big article in the Times about 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Pec implants.
Go figure. Pec
implants. Yeah, calf and pec, yeah.
Calf implants? I mean, you implant the pecs into a baby calf? You get milk? I don't get it, wild girl. This is WFMU East Orange.
Taking liberties with logic.
It's Blues Hangover time. Got one for. Here's a guy who's generally useless, but he made one or two good 45s, and here's a nice scratchy copy of one of the good ones, Junior Wells.
Come on, woman, come on. That's my head. By any chance, members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Say my feet. feet is so sore. I can't hardly wear my shoes. Say my feet is so sore. I can't hardly wear my shoes. I was out with old wild women last night. They left me with the midnight blues. I'm going to that wild party. It was old wild. I'm going to that party. It was old wild women's old. I ain't gonna leave on till I have me a quart of gin. Say my wife wouldn't like it. Gin and rock and roll. Say my wife wouldn't like it. Gin and rock and roll. My gal wouldn't let me go home last night. Tell me the reason why. I say, hey, 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 my gal made an awful move. I didn't want to leave my baby, cause my track was Atlanta home. Now if you're home up the country, baby, what in the world you doing down here?
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
You say you went downtown, but I know you didn't go. I saw you when you met your man next door. You said your mother was sick and you was waiting on a call. But when that telephone rang, you went out, had yourself a ball. But now the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. I done got a hip to your jive. And I don't want to hear no more of your lie. Well, I gave you some money to pay the bills. I said, be sure to pay them, baby. You said, you know I will. But you bought a lot of liquor that evening about three and said, come on, everybody, cause the drinks on me. But the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. I done got a hip to your jive. And I don't want to hear no more of your lies. Found a cigar in my ashtray. Well, it ain't no joke because I don't smoke. I found a hat and a coat I knew wasn't mine. I ain't gonna ask you nothing cause you're gonna start a line. But the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up now. I done got hip to your jive. And I don't want to hear no more of your lies. Well, the jig's up, baby, and I want you to know. Pack your little rags and hit that door. I was bound to catch a girl one of these days.
So get out and find yourself another roosting place. Cause the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. Yes, the jig's up, baby. You know the jig's up, baby. You know the jig's up, baby. You know the jig's up, baby.
I told you to relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Vine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
Me little girl, love your daddy right. Early in the morning, little girl, I mean it late at night, but hey, let a good gal get you here. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. So if you wanna leave me, baby, help you on your way, here is my hand. Good night, good luck, and good day, but hey, little good gal, can't you hear? Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. Lucy may do. And so many gon' seem like hours gon' seem like days. If you don't want me, goodbye, little girl, and on your way. And hey, that good gal catch you up. Ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound. That was today's Blues Hangover. Frankie Lee Sims with Lucy May Blues. Jerry McCain and the Jig Is Up. Danny Boy and his blue guitar with Wild Women. Billy Boy Arnold, I Wish You Would. You opened up with Junior Wells, Cut My Toenail.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we haven't given out our most drunkest award for last week's Hangover Hop yet. I think most drunken male definitely goes out to Larry Fisher, who drank a whole bunch of moonshine and ended up scaring about half the people off the dance floor in a really crowded room.
Moonshine, that'll
yeah,
do it.
Drink that stuff,
that'll
man.
Do it.
Bonded. I can afford it.
Guaranteed to put you on your face.
What do you think about? Oh, you weren't there, right? Most drunk woman. I haven't polled Sally and Bruce yet, but I'm going to vote for Vanessa Adams, the photographer, as most drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Female
yeah.
That I incurred.
Vanessa was partying heavily.
Yeah, smiling a lot.
Enjoying herself immensely.
Yeah, although Alice was coming in, could have gave her
she
some.
She was in the top 10. She was
yeah.
holding her own.
In the top
good.
Five.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
We got, but you know what? This, you know what, folks? We don't have a good quality tape from last week. If anybody taped the Hangover Hop, I'll send you a couple of dog styles or some kind of great present. Just call here at 678-7743. We'll work out a deal. I really need a good quality.
Yeah, I am.
The whole show.
I haven't heard the thing yet. I'm done.
No, I'm not going to let you hear it even if I get a copy.
Meister made a copy.
Only he only got the first 100 minutes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So he missed a lot of the A-bones.
Can I do this drinking story here?
We got one more rock story.
Okay, well, we were just talking about drinking.
Okay, go ahead. You go first.
It's just a quickie. It's that time of year. Gainesville, Florida, University of Florida junior drank himself to death by rapidly downing 23 shots of liquor on a dare.
I dare you, Dan, to drink 23 shots.
An autopsy determined that Larry Kenneth Wooten, 21, died from an alcohol overdose. He became violently ill and died early Tuesday.
But he won the bet.
I believe so. He was at a pub when three roommates made a bet or challenged him to try to break some sort of drinking record, said Lieutenant Sadie Darnell. He did consume 23 shots of alcohol, various types, in a span of 1 hour. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Moron.
Really?
Fans who came to hear the Atlanta Rhythm Section and the Marshall Tucker Band last week instead...
got what they deserved.
Yeah, instead saw a battle of the bands that wasn't a musical. An argument between the groups reportedly over how their equipment was set up set members of the Rhythm Section storming off stage and left hundreds of fans in the outdoor amphitheater clamming for refunds. We had a near riot on our hands, said Police Sergeant Russ Landrum.
They were
raising hell. They wanted their money back. Teresa Crawford, a representative for the Atlanta Rhythm Section, said the Atlanta group was unable to set up its drums for the first show because Marshall Tucker Band had already put its equipment on stage. Marshall Tucker members refused to make way on the stage for the Atlanta Rhythm Section. They had a big, horrible fight on the stage, and that was that. Roscoe had a similar experience opening for Eek a Mouse.
Oh, yeah, right. Eek freaked out.
Eek freaked.
But imagine the crowd at that show.
Yeah,
you kidding me?
Dirthead.
Marshall Tucker
yeah.
and
Georgia
Atlanta
Dirtheads.
Oh boy, a lot of beards, a lot of hair.
I'd like to have a nickel for every tattoo in that audience. Anyway, some announcements. The Empire State Soul Club is this Thursday, 145 Hudson Street at the North River Bar. The Senders Monday for free at the Continental Divide. Marshall Crenshaw is playing acoustic at Maxwell's tonight. Eddie Kirkland at Manny's Car Wash. He's always good. Sun Seals at Chicago Blues. That's also tonight. That's all I know about. When we do the Hangover Hop, we try to play all our biggest hits, request items, and the ones that the people have proved.
Well, it was an anniversary show,
yeah.
Of course, we
couldn't get to everything, so I got a set of a lot of big request item type things that we didn't get to last week.
Hound's Greatest Hits Part 2?
Part 14, yeah. Kick it off with Rumble Rock.
Godzilla.
Baby, about a quarter of eight. I asked my baby if she wanted a date. I said I'd meet her at the corner at nine. She gave a sigh. She said, now that's just fine. I asked my baby what she wanted to do. She gave a sigh. She said, now that's up to you. Or the picture show. She gave a sigh. She said, now that's too slow. About the Friday night hop. That would be fine if I knew how to bop. Ha 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 ha. Listen here, baby, don't get in such a stew. Friday night, there should be plenty to do. Crazy day.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
You just tear me up when you smile at me, and then my head starts buzzing like a honeybee. My eyes focus and I'm so upset. I sit here shaking in a cold, cold sweat. Out of me, that's pretty easy to see. Just tear me up every time we kiss. Never thought that love would ever be like this. I guess she knows that I'm in love with you. I'd wish she'd tell me that you love me too. Found my heart, please don't be tearing apart. Every time you kiss me, I tremble like a little old pup. When you put your arms around me, baby, you tear me up. I just wanna know you love me too. You leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. So I'm in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak. So won't you consider my plea? Don't take advantage.
like a little old pup. When you put your arms around me, baby, you tear me up. I just wanna know if you love me too. Cause if you leave me now, I don't know what I'll do. So I'm in love that I can hardly speak. My head is spinning and I'm feeling weak. So won't you consider my plea? Don't take advantage of me. No, don't take advantage of me. Don't take advantage of me.
This is a hit!
Desire erupting into volcanic passion. Thank you.
the jungle.
Wow, how did that happen?
Well, I preach.
Wait a second. Where are we? Where's my chickens? Look at this. The cart. Now I press the button, it won't do anything. When I didn't press the button, it.
You need chicken sounds or the music?
No, I want to say
meanwhile, back in the States.
Thank you. Oh, boy. Where's the echo? We got that? We got chicken. Sorry. That was Hazel Atkins. Shake that thing. Freddie and the Hitchhiker, Sinners, Ricky Nelson, You Tear Me Up. Crazy Teens and Crazy Date, Kip Tyler and the Flips, Rumble Rock. Big request items, each and every one. Anyway, you got any news there, Denois?
I thought I did. Let me see here. Well, Peter called up, and our friend Peter, who was at the Hop and a big fan, and he wanted to nominate Alice as most drunk. So even better than the top three.
Get your votes in.
And coin flip judge? No. Postal violence? Nah. Oh, here we go. Montoursville, Pennsylvania, my home state. A man with a history of mental problems said he shot his mother to death because he was tired of arguing with her. William Abbott, 30, was arraigned Thursday for murder but did not enter a plea. He told officers he killed his mother, Laura Abbey, 59, on Wednesday because he was tired of arguing over bills and over regulating the heat in their house.
I hate when that happens.
The victim's common-law husband, Bob Fisher, said William Abbey had a history of psychiatric problems. Laura was shot four times in the chest with a 9mm pistol while she lay on her bed reading. He told us he walked right into her bedroom and fired four shots into her, four shots because he didn't want her to suffer.
He at least said, he didn't try to eat her.
Really. He said Abby then left the home, stopped to pray in a church, had a glass of water in a restaurant, and then used an assumed name to check into a motel in the central Pennsylvania city. He was arrested Thursday after the motel owner recognized his picture in a newspaper. They found the gun in the room with 41 rounds of ammo. Ma... Ma.
Anyway, so nobody wants to volunteer to give us a tape of the show.
No, not yet.
How about one of you like DJs on other stations that tape the show and then play selected unreissued cuts back? I didn't know because of the same scratches and ticks in my copies I hear.
Oh yeah, people are doing that.
I hear it once in a while.
Oh yeah.
But you know what? Maybe we won't do another show until we get a tape of that. Maybe these people, you know, I send out dog styles to all these people. Anybody wants one, I always send them out. This, that. We don't.
I wasn't there. We tried to
get other people at the station to help us doing some of the work. You know, of course, the upper echelon was good. The Bill Brothers
the
and
Bill Brothers.
Ken Friedman and Dave Newgard. Neil pitched in as far as Wild Girl baked some pies. But, as far as the other thing goes, forget it. I don't know. I don't even mind going to play a record till somebody volunteers. Let's just go home now.
I'm ready.
Really? This is really getting to be...
We got an album side we could play?
If we do, it's going to be Indigata Da Vida or Led Zeppelin 4 or something.
Anyway. Classic album sides.
Come on, no.
Who Live at Leeds?
Okay, I tell you what, we're not going to give a. We don't want to tape
Everybody,
a last. No, we don't want to tape a last week's show, but we're not sending out any more dog styles ever again. We're not sending out any more prizes for any reason. We're not giving away any tickets. Forget it. We'll be like that. Anyway, we got one we're going to send out to Magic Johnson with the Cadillacs here.
No more.
Uh-uh, no more.
Please, Mr. Johnson.
Uh-uh, no more.
Please, Mr. Johnson.
Uh-uh, I said no more.
This is a hit!
Give me one more chance, honey. Oh, well, one more chance, babe. We're gonna rock, rock, rock the blues. Oh, wait, yeah. Give me one more chance, honey. Well, one more chance, babe. We're gonna rock, rock, rock the blues. We're gonna rock, rock, rock the blues. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Girls, this motherfucker's got rhythm at me.
Give up.
Action from All Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, that Firebird bad, motherfucker, but I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man. Say it. End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
Of a chick as she was passing me by. She turned around and I gave her the eye. She said, watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. While I was eating some bananas at a friend's food stand, up come a chick and I grabbed her hand. She said, watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. Better watch your step before you lose your hair. But then another one came and she was all dressed in blue. She turned around and said the same thing. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch it, Sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your hair. From the well, up come a sudden, he called me square. I said,
watch his pocket. You better watch his pocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. Now don't you go off thinking that you're some big wheel, cause you're just a little pocket. That's the way I feel. You better watch his pocket. You better watch his pocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. Watch his pocket.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Well, my baby gave a party the other night. The party was getting dead. I spied a piano in the corner, looked at my baby and said, baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me play your 88. Gonna play it till the whole house rocks. When I was young, they called me Piano Bill. When I was young, they called me Piano Bill. Cause I played so fine, gave everybody a thrill. Baby, let me bang your box. 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 Baby, let me play your 88. Gonna play till the whole house rocks. I've been banging since I was a kid of four. I've been banging since I was a kid of four. I be banging till I can't bang no more. Baby, let me bang your box. 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 Baby, let me play your 88. Gonna play till the whole house rocks. I've been playing piano, large and small, but you got the best piano of all. I played everyone in the neighborhood. I never played a one that sounds so good. I got a shuffle, a backbeat, a boogie-woogie too. But when I play my jolly roll, you won't know what to do. Oh, baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box.
Live like an animal. Anything goes.
is a hit! Cause you knock me out. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Crazy about you, baby. Every time you leave me behind. Give me fever when you hold me tight. No, I'm really gonna love you right. The way you love me makes me wanna shout. Crazy about you, baby. Cause you knock me out. Oh yeah. Pretty baby, you're my one and only pride. Jump and shout. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knocked me out. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You send me pretty, baby. Every time it is me fine. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy about you, baby.
Rolled down. I pulled up to back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. Let's go through that extended set, what that was. Andy and the Manhattans, Double Mirror, Wraparound Shades. Harold Barrage, She Knocks Me Out. Mickey Hawks and the Night Raiders, Heidi, Heidi, Heidi. Coppers, Bang Your Box, Bobby Charles, Watch It. Sprocket, The Rivingtons, Mama, Ooh, Mau, Mau. Bobby McDowell, Lonely, Fats Domino, I Know. Jack and the Knights, Rock the Blues Away. And the Cadillacs with Please, Mr. Johnson. No
that
more.
That was a long one.
You have a very long set. Anyway, Wild Girl is up next. The Lord, the Crick. You know, these Sig Heils. I get the feeling that, like, David Duke's going to get elected, and tomorrow morning they're going to kick down our door and drag us off to prison. You ever get that feeling, Dan? Oh, boy. It's like car. You know,
no, they're
going to. We deserve it for having a stupid sense of humor.
Come in here and carry you out on their shoulders.
It's 6 o'clock. We don't have to play an outgoing song. Let's just go right into Wild Girls theme. What do you say? You ready there, Erica?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
See you later, Jim.
See you,
take
Michael.
Take care.